Maxine took a deep breath and held it as she felt the pads of Ryan's fingers crawl up to a nipple. When he rolled it between his thumb and index finger, she exhaled, closed her eyes, and yielded to his touch. It felt good, too damn good, and her body responded. A slow spread of heat deep into her pelvis, followed by a steamy trickle of her liquor onto the soft cotton crotch of her panties. She swooned, and he kissed her. Sweetly at first, then with great intention, prompting her to moan into it and rest her head against his collarbone. He skated his hand to her left breast to give it equal treatment and moved his other, very gently, very slowly, to her zipper, being careful not to startle her. "No, we can't," she protested weakly, too weakly to convince herself, let alone Ryan, who was damned and determined to round third base. This time the zipper cooperated, making way for Ryan's muscular middle finger. He slipped it beneath the scalloped lace edge of her panties, then through the densely forested mound and onto her blossoming tinkle flower, circling it with his fingernail. "Oh my God," she shouted, encouraging him to soldier on to his next objective. He dragged the hem of the t-shirt up over one of her mama-san tits. Her red nipple was puckered and stiff, and the cool breeze was tickling it stiffer. Then he lowered his greedy lips and teased her circumference with his tongue. The sublime swirling of her nipple and clit in concert stirred something in Maxine, something she hadn't experienced in a very long time. "Ryan," she said, her breathing ragged, I think I might. "You think you might what, Roxanne?" he asked, smiling to himself. "I think I might have an orgasm." She sounded surprised because she was. It had been ages since she'd climaxed at someone else's urging. "All right, Mrs. Robinson," he chuckled. "I'll make you come. But you're going to owe me, and you're going to pay up tonight." And driven to demonstrate his commitment and counting on some creative compensation, he shifted focus from his own immediate need to hers. He hooked his thumbs under her waistband and scooched her jeans and her panties down over her pearl-white ass to her upper thighs, exposed, nipples to nest, to the elements and to Ryan. She began to tremble. "God damn, woman, you're beautiful," he said, as he bent to kiss her belly button. "And tonight, you're all mine." Ryan wrapped his arm around her waist and pulled her close to steady and warm her. Her neck was red under her right ear where he'd sucked it rough. The sight of it made his mouth water. He kissed the spot, tenderly at first. Then he opened wide and Maxine's head lobbed to the side, unable to resist his draculaic devouring. When he wedged his hand down deep into her panties, she widened her stance, giving him the workspace he needed to slip two fingers up into that dead-end street and work her stony clit with his thumb. "Oh, shit. Oh, fuck," Maxine groaned as she twerked triple time against his prodding. Ryan grinned. He'd never heard her swear before. And it was then he realized he had complete control over this 58-year-old married woman who had tormented him with her absence. Now it was time to exert the ultimate influence. He moved his lips once more onto her heaving breast, then licked and sucked and nipped her nipple to the rhythm of the finger fucking until she had nowhere to go but over. She cried out, then came in his hand. "Maxine!" "Oh, no! Oh, no!" she fretted as she rushed to pull herself together. Ryan was somewhat calmer, taking the time to put his fingers to his nose and mouth and inhale her essence before smoothing his brown hair into place and rearranging his boner. It was banging against his fly. He grabbed her jacket and covered his groin with it, just as her husband reached the back of the Range Rover. Don leaned over the end of the tailgate and steadied himself with his palms. He was sweating, and his breathing was labored. "Are you all right?" Maxine asked, placing her hand on his shoulder. You know you shouldn't exert yourself like that. The doctor said, I'm okay, he said, cutting her off and struggling to recover. Just glad I found you, he gulped in some air. Sarah and I have been worried. Then Don lifted his gaze and took in the scene. His wife, somewhat disheveled and engulfed in his T-shirt, her bra and sweater strewn haphazard in the back of the car. His daughter's boyfriend clutching Maxine's jacket, a shit-eating grin on his face. And if the curious visual wasn't enough, it was accented by a strange mix of odors. Sweat, beer, cologne, and new car. And something else he couldn't quite put his finger on. What could possibly explain this?